Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Thank you for once again inviting me right back to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. As we've always stated, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad therein. Yes, I will agree with Gloria how precious friends really and truthfully are, and today I consider you my old friend. So I trust today that we've got something to say, sing, or a message that will stir and bless your heart. After all, the broadcast is called Something to Believe In. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. I've been doing this for several years, and down through the years, we've been blessed by doing it, and I trust that we can be a blessing by bringing it into your home. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing an old song we did several years ago, and this one says, I'll just go on home, but I'll wait for you there. Well, the good times I remember with my pop back many, many years ago. One day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, here's what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time. That's me now prepare. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand we must go on. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. Well, at this Christmas time, you know, it brings back a lot of memories, and I know that everyone is not really pleased or happy because they are grieved because of losing a loved one. My heart goes out to you. My prayers are with you. But I trust today that we can bless your heart and we can be a blessing to you. Remember that David said, I can't bring you back, but I can go to be with you. So we have that hope and we have that assurance. Well, Rusty Goodman, one of my favorites down through life, and his music and the songs that he wrote, and I've been blessed to do one that he did do, and I hope you enjoy this one. And this one says, I got leaving on my mind.
The old house I'm living in, well, it's need repair. The windows and the shutters letting in the cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this old world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got leaving all. You know, so many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. Oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving on my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving on. That's all that I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got
enjoyed that song. What a great message that song really gives. And I like Rusty. I loved his music. I loved his singing. As a matter of fact, his music really gave us a great message and a great meaning, and it's blessed the hearts of many, many people. And I'm so glad that I have been a part of his ministry. Well, let's go right now, as Martha and I do. And this one also comes from Rusty Goodman. He said, look for me.
When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view after you.
You want to see your loved ones waiting there for you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through, look for me. I'd like to hear it too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view after you've been there 10,000 years, a million, maybe two. Look for me, for I will be there too. Look for me, for I will be there too.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking just how much this broadcast means to so many people. And this is not brag, this is facts. I was talking to a railroader. He said he was going down on a train, turned the broadcast on and heard it. Talked to a restaurant owner. He listens to the broadcast. The person just driving down the road in the car listening to the broadcast. So, you know, this broadcast means a lot to a lot of people. It means a lot to me. And you mean a lot to me, and I wish you the merriest, merriest Christmas and the happiest New Year, but I do want you to place something to believe in into your Christmas giving, because it's very important that we keep this ministry going into the homes. Well, we do a lot of music on this broadcast. As a matter of fact, do more music than we do preaching, but we try to redeem the time. We try to get in as much as we can. My good friend Jim Mayberry up in our church at Painter's Chapel gave me this recitation. I like it. I think it's a beautiful one. It says, "Me, Pap, and Mother."
When I was just a little tyke, I was set at the table between my pap and my mother. Pap, well, he would feed me on one side and on the other my mother. Oh, we were old chums back then, Pap. me and mother. On Sunday, we would take a walk through the woods and across the pastures. Pappy always carried his old cane, while mother and I would pick at the daisies in the lane. Sometimes my older sister was along, and other times it was just Pap, me and mother. Pap, it seemed, as we would walk along, he would have his head down. He was thinking and couldn't hear me or mother. Well, the old cowbell would be clinging, and the long lines in his face seemed to tell that he was worried about one thing or another. We did not understand, me, sis, nor mother. I grew up and I went away. I left the old farm. Just thinking about that day still brings a choke to me. Now, it would have been all right living with my older brother, but I just never could forget leaving the old farm, Pap, and my mother. I went back one day and I found Pap all pale and hollow. Saw right off he'd soon be going where none of us could follow. The long streaks of his face showed just how he loved each other, and we would have to talk real fast to hold back the tears, for his eyes were saying just how much he hated to leave me, sis, and mother. Well, Pap went on, but mother's still living, but soon she will too, I reckon. She tells me sometime she just can't seem to see Pap as he's standing there with his hand beckoning. Life ain't long, and I'll go myself one day or another. But then we'll all be back together, me, Pap, and mother. Well, the pretty hill, the new roads to walk, and just to sit down at the river of life, and never more to worry. We'll hear the great choirs of heaven singing, me, Pap, and mother. And Gab, well, we'll play, and Gabriel's trumpet will sound, the beautiful birds will sing to one another, and there we will never more part, no more, me, Pap, sis, and mother.
Well, let me also say that I ran into another gentleman who even go to church on Sunday morning, and he said that this was his time of worship. We appreciate that. We'd love to see you get out now and go to the house of God. Don't get me wrong. I think you need to go to the house of God and get strength and have the fellowship of the saints of God. But I thank you that I can be a part of your Sunday morning. We hear this over and over again. I don't recommend it. Now listen to me, please. I don't recommend it. I recommend the church to you. But thank you, sir. If I can do anything, ma'am, anything I can do, that's why we call it something to believe in, because we're trying to give people something to believe in. Well, I believe in the old lighthouse. How about you?
Well, there's a lighthouse on a hillside, and it overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, you know it sends out a light, light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now, it will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my ship, it would sail no more. Now everybody that lives around me, they say, why don't you tear that old lighthouse down? See, the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. There ain't no use in it standing round. Then my mind goes back to a stormy night, when just in time I saw the light, and the light from that old lighthouse, it still stands there on a hill. And I thank God for that lighthouse, I owe my life to Him. For Jesus, He's that lighthouse, and from the rocks of my sin, He has shown that light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, where would this ship be? God, I thank You for the lighthouse. I owe all that I am to Him. For Jesus is that lighthouse, and He saved my soul from sin. He has shown His light all around me, now that I might clearly see. And if it wasn't for that old lighthouse, tell me, where would my ship be?
And our Lord said, let not your hearts be troubled, but you believe in God, believe you also in me. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh to the Father except through and by me. Well, I say praise the Lord, sir, ma'am. That's the way to get right with God. I've said it so many times. The only way to heaven is turn right and go straight ahead. Well, here's my thank you card to you. Beginning this Christmas season, it simply says, thank you.
I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked up on the streets of gold beside that crystal sea. We heard the angels singing. Then I hear someone call your name. You turned, and I saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. Why, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would begin. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. Yes, I thank you for giving to the Lord, for I'm a life that's been changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
And I'm so glad that you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church and his picture made you cry? You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Yes, I just want to say, I'm a life that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
I'm so glad that you gave. Well, one by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. The little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on this earth, in heaven, is now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I'm almost sure that there were tears in the eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you, for great is now your reward." Yes, I just want to thank you for giving to the Lord. And I'm so glad that you gave. For I'm the one that you saved. Yes, sir, Father, we just want to stop and pause to say thank you for the many, many blessings you bestowed upon us. If we count our blessings, we could never, never name the things and the good things and the things that's happened to us, even the bad things. You've helped us through those, through our problems, through our situations. We pray for the lost. I pray today that the broadcast will reach across the airway. Someone will be saved. Lord, a soul will be saved from that everlasting hell. And we pray this morning that you'll continue to bless our listeners, Lord, those who have paid and prayed and supported down through the years. We thank you for them, Lord. We would not be able to be here. It would not be possible. We're so thankful that Something to Believe In is reached across the airway, across the internet, across the shortwave radio, in many, many different areas. Our voices have been heard, and men and women have been blessed by that. And my neighbor, I'd like to say today that you are the one that has made it possible. Well, don't forget us this Christmas season. Now we do have an indebtedness. We need to try to clear the indebtedness up before the first of the year. But I believe with your help, your prayer, and your support, and God moving among the people, I know that we'll never go under, because one day we're going over. Well, Merry Christmas and a prosperous and happy New Year's. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.